bad weather is going to come. And then you said something about the frost.
Yeah, that was an old saying of my grandmother's, that if it clouded up on the frost, that it would be falling weather. And what she meant about falling weather, I don't know. bad weather of some
bad
sort.
Bad weather of some kind. That reminds me, you remember any other ways of talking about the weather, such as a change or a storm coming or a wind that's going to blow harder or not blow so hard?
No, right off, I don't recall any.
For example, would you ever say that a morning like this would be airish? Would this be a way of describing a sharp, clear?
Well, yeah, something of that sort. That would, as near as I remember, I don't remember a whole lot about the sayings about the weather.
Mm-hmm. But how about the weather changing, or from something very
No, I don't remember anything outstanding like that either.
Say the wind was blowing hard, and say, it sort of, doesn't blow so hard. Would you ever say, I think the wind is
laid.
Laid.
Yes.
And the other way is if the wind is quiet.
It's rising.
And if you have a storm, and you see sky is getting lighter someplace, would you say, I think the weather is going to
break off?
that is interesting. Some places it's break off, some places it's fair off.
Yes.
Any of those things. I'm glad you you mentioned that. That's some very interesting changes. Maybe we ought to. I've got a few more items here I'd be curious about. Do you have any other associations with the wind? Excuse me, there's that bird again. Is that a flicker with the red?
No, that's the red-breasted woodpecker.
That's the red-breasted woodpecker. Uh-huh. He sure is a beauty.
Yes.
Do you ever have woodpeckers about so big with the red on their red cap and bars on their back?
Yes, that's the down end, what's the one just larger than he?
I was trying to think last night.
The downy is like that, and the hairy woodpecker.
The hairy woodpecker is a little
fellow. That ladder-like effect on his back and red head.
About so big. Mm-hmm.
They're just a little larger than the downy.
I was trying to think last night. We used to have a tufted titmouse in the backyard, and I was trying to think the whistle that we used to call him Tuffy. Years and years ago, Tuffy, because he was always seemed very scrappy, and I can't remember the whistle that he'd give, but we would whistle at him, and he would just
four or five sharp blasts.
That's right. I couldn't think of that. A real short, mm-hmm. And then we would answer, and then he would right away right back.